All right, it's 4:22 and we're starting our first shack meeting of the year. And today is September 19th, 2024. I'll go around and we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Stephanie Ferguson, the Health Service Coordinator.
I'm Kara Evie. I work at Effie.
I'm Shauna Terry. I work at Miller Language Academy.
I'm Crystal McDonald and I work at high school.
I'm Megan Arup, a nurse at Lucille Collins.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what the purpose and mission is of the shack. The purpose is, we have, this is our the purpose statement or whatever. We put this on the one that's on the board. It's rather lengthy, I think. I think we should change it at some point. If you want to read, like, this is another one that I came up with, so I'm going to pass it around so you can just read it real quick. Or can you see it from there? Yeah. But this one, the other one says, a shack is a group of partners in the community, members and school personnel working together to ensure all children have every opportunity to be healthy and that the school provides a healthy learning environment. I think that one is a little less cumbersome than this one. What do y'all think?
I agree.
A vote.
Yes.
All in favor of the new one, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, aye.
Yeah.
All right, Household was going to talk a little bit about nut-free campuses for the elementary schools. As far as the cafeteria goes, I know we're already doing that. Like, they don't serve any nut-free things in the line, but I think the problem comes in when, you know, all the students bring peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or they bring, you know, some type of other snacks that have peanuts in them, and they sit next to somebody that has, you know, a high sensitivity to that. My concern is, you know, we're going to have to use, you know, Epi for that person that gets close to the other person. What are y'all's thoughts on how we can alleviate that problem in the cafeteria? Like, maybe have them sit at a different table if they bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Or, I don't know, what do y'all think?
Because then you're characterizing it, it's like you're punishing them because they bought peanut butter. I can see the writing on the wall.
Right.
They need to stay with their teacher or their group. It's kind of good. So we're not making it nut free?
That's what I'm saying. It's not nut free right now.
Well, I mean, it's what. So what do we do? Epi is the nut free classroom.
Yep. But what if they come in contact with it in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or what if somebody shares something with them and they don't know?
Well, so then what, one of the issues was, like in the front office, since it's not a nut-free campus, then a couple people just got a bag of nuts the shells and were eating them.
Yep.
But what if a student came up there and...
And did it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just was allergic to it or whatever. I don't know. It'd be better just to be in nut-free
everywhere. Campus.
If they're that sensitive. While they're young.
Yeah. And then, like, stop it in, like, the middle school, maybe? Middle school, not be nut-free? Like, a nut-free campus?
A little bit more self-sufficient and able to...
They know what they're allergic to and not.
Yeah.
And hopefully by sixth grade, they know that if they have a nut allergy or a peanut, you know, allergy, that they won't sit next to somebody that's eating it. Or if they do, maybe they'll move away.
Yeah, and so in athletics, you know, they're older, so they eat a lot of peanut butter and jelly, but they can also, if they're allergic to it, they know it, and they don't want to have to every time. So they'll sit in a different spot, but there's not this feeling of, like they might feel at a little school.
Yeah, like they might feel different if they have to sit.
Different when they're older.
They're going to feel isolated, like punished, because they weren't being punished.
The little ones.
The little ones.
So I think that's something we'll, you know, address and maybe, you know, make it a, try and update it to where it's like a nut-free campus.
Right.
What do y'all think?
For elementary.
Yeah.
Just elementary. Yeah.
Well, it'll be pre-K and then the three elementaries.
Right.
Yep. Does that sound like a good idea?
so then I have to step outside to eat my Lara bar.
I know.
It's fine.
Think fine. About all the teachers that enjoy eating their
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes. It'll be something
it's
that
okay.
It will have to go, you know, the policy has to be changed and, you know, have to go through board approval and all that.
What's the prevalence of nut allergies now? I thought it was trending back down.
I think it is.
Because now physicians are implementing early exposure at 6 months, they're exposing. So I thought it was trending down. So is it really necessary to do nut free or?
I know, so I'm saying that, what is y'all's opinion? Because I know
for.
As far as I know, there wasn't any last year.
I forgot.
I wouldn't change it then.
As far as I know. Yeah, as far as I know, there was no incidences of EPIs having to be used for nut allergies.
Okay.
Do you all know of any?
No, well, I mean, just Crystal has.
But I don't think it was last year. I don't think it was last year. No.
I know she's used EpiPen
I think
more
it's been,
than once, but I don't know what it's for.
Yep.
I mean, what the allergy was.
Yep, and I don't think, I'm not sure it was last year. I think it was prior to.
Okay.
So
just keep it as nut-free classroom?
Classroom, yeah.
I forgot
what
to
you,
check.
Any at your school?
Mm-hmm.
Any EPIs that you had to use?
No, I didn't use any last year. Do you still do the nut-free classroom?
Yep,
okay.
Nut-free classrooms,
so.
I think, what we should go with.
Okay.
Because like she said, there is not, you know, a very high incident of it. I mean, even if it was one out of how many students we have, you know. I mean, the percentage is less than 1%, you know. Maybe if we start seeing more,
could reevaluate.
Come back and reconvene on it.
Okay.
So, all right, the next topic is, we have this, the healthy bullfrogs. It was started back whenever we were in COVID. It's still one of the, if you look on our district website, you can still find this. So I'm going to give you all a few minutes just to read over it, but I don't think it's something that we still need to have on our website, because the majority of it is just related to keeping, you know, schools safe when we started back with COVID. So I'll give you all 5 minutes or so to read over it. A lot of it, you know, about hand washing, what the CDC says.
Yeah, it's all changed.
Like I said, the CDC recommendation now is just, you know, 24 hours fever free, just like any other
mm-hmm.
virus. Like I said, if you go onto our website, it's still in there. Like, it's like one of the first topics that comes up in health and wellness. You know, if you like click in, like once you get into health and wellness, it's
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah, but we don't have one for flu, you know.
Yeah.
We'll reevaluate whenever it happens. But as far as right now, I don't think it's
something
that we
need.
No,
definitely not for now. It's not needed.
Nope. And we did changes to it, you know, as the years have gone on. Reading, right? Slow.
Well,
Everybody done reading?
Yeah.
All right, so what is y'all's opinions on it? Me personally, I don't think it's something that we currently need anymore because we're not really in a COVID epidemic anymore. And this kind of all relates to that, so. All right, so we'll take a quick vote. All in favor of taking it down, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's a unanimous one. So I will write up the proposal for the board to remove it from our district website. Does anybody have anything that we can discuss at our next track meeting? Any good topics that we can talk about? Anything health related, or even it could be with teachers, you know? Anything? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know we're doing this good side thing.
Yes.
Can we talk about asthma 411? Or talk about, just
something new
is.
To talk about. We'll put it on the agenda to talk about next meeting.
Asthma 411?
All right. That concludes our meeting for today, and we are ending at
4:36.
4:36.